Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?
Hello, and welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, where the spiritual and physical glow-up happens. My name is Jasmine, and I am a certified life coach, podcast host, and lifestyle and wellness enthusiast. As your go-to gal for all things glow, I help women to cultivate a high-vibe mindset, create abundance, practice self-love, and manifest the reality of their dreams by sharing my wellness and lifestyle tips and secrets to living my best glow life. If you are a modern-day spiritual woman, then this is the podcast for you. And if you're ready to embrace all the high vibes and glow like never before, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it.
Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. Hi, hello. It is your go-to glow girl for all things glowing up and living an intentional life of beauty and luxury. I hope that you are all having an amazing high vibe day today. So to quickly set the scene for you, it is Monday morning. It is a beautiful day today. It's the start of a new week and I'm feeling really good at this moment. So far what I've done today, I did my morning ritual, I took a cycle class, I came home, I showered, did my skincare routine, and I made myself a nice healthy breakfast with some iced coffee on the side and of course my water. And now I am here recording this episode for you, and I'm just feeling really good because this morning I woke up and I really, really didn't want to do my morning routine and I didn't want to work out. Last night I didn't sleep so well and I just woke up feeling really unmotivated, but I talked myself through it and I reminded myself if I want to create and achieve the next level life that I'm trying to obtain, I have to be really disciplined and committed to these daily practices because essentially that is what's going to get me into my next level. And you know, these last few weeks I've been struggling with being inconsistent and then, you know, trying to get back on track. And so I'm just very proud of myself and I want to acknowledge my effort in pushing through and committing to my morning ritual and working out. And I'm really glad that I did because now I feel very inspired and motivated and I have lots of energy. And I know that if I didn't do those things, I probably wouldn't be in this vibration right now. So while I was driving home from my workout class, I was having all of these thoughts flow to me. And I feel like I get my best ideas on my way home after a workout class. I don't know how many times this has happened. Like every time I'm just driving home after a class, I just get all of these ideas just come to my mind. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to talk about that in a podcast episode. So that's exactly what happened today. And I really wanted to talk about secrets and tips to help navigate you into your next level and how to really get yourself from where you are right now to where you want to be and the things that you may experience or deal with or have to work through as you're in mid-transformation. Because there's a lot of things that I'm currently experiencing in this moment that I'm having to work through and I'm realizing so much and it just dawned on me that this is probably what stops people from reaching that goal or reaching their next level. And this is like what gets in their way because they don't know how to navigate through certain things that may come up for them or how to overcome, you know, self-sabotaging behavior or like really stay committed and disciplined with the things that they know that they need to do in order to reach that next level in their life, whatever area of life that may be for you. And so I wanted to share like what I've been experiencing as I've been in mid-transformation and entering a new chapter in my life, which I discussed in my last episode. I kind of shared a little bit about how I'm currently manifesting the next chapter in my life, and I manifested something really, really big that I haven't shared exactly what that is yet. I've shared with, you know, a few family members and friends and stuff, but I talked about how I am currently in mid-transformation and entering a new chapter in my life, and like things are slowly evolving. And through this process, I've definitely had some obstacles, and I've had some things that I've had to work through and that I'm currently working through. And I wanted to share my secrets and tips on how I've been navigating those specific issues, because I think it's a common thing that we all experience as we are navigating a new chapter in life, as we're trying to up level, as we're trying to manifest our dream life. Like, these things are just bound to come up for you in one way or another. So I wanted to kind of dissect that a bit. I also wanted to just quickly touch on the subject of spring season and how spring season is around the corner, and what I'm doing to prepare mentally, emotionally, spiritually for this new season that we are about to enter. That's kind of the gist of today's episode. I hope that you all enjoy. If you do, I would so appreciate if you could screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it. I always love to thank you all for listening. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and get into this episode. In my last podcast episode, I talked about how I am entering a new chapter in my life and how things are slowly morphing into my next level life. And I shared how I was in a period of feeling uninspired and unmotivated, and then I got really clear on what I was trying to call into my life, and once I got clear and set those intentions, things started rapidly unfolding. So if you haven't listened to that episode, I highly, highly suggest you listen to that first. Just a quick rundown of like the main components that are in my next chapter, my next level life, and what I'm, you know, intentionally manifesting every day include things like financial goals, being, you know, financially free and being at a certain level with my business and moving to a new place and just having, you know, certain physical things in my life that I'm trying to obtain and being more confident in who I am as a person, being very, like at a next level confidence with myself and just being very secure in who I am, what I do, and all of that. And one of the biggest things that I want in my next chapter is to be 100% fully self-employed, working for myself, entrepreneur status in my business. And this is something that I've been actively working towards for the last, like intentionally working towards for the last, I would say, year and a half. And I'm finally in a place where I can see it. It's happening. I'm almost at the finish line, and there's just a little bit left until I reach that point where I can quit my day job, which I absolutely love. And I love my day job. It's such a fun, easy, chill job with so many amazing perks. I've met a lot of amazing people there. And it's honestly like the ideal job that I would want to have if I were, you know, to have a day job. So I'm really blessed and lucky to have this in my life right now. But definitely in the last few months, I've seen so much progress in my business and where it's going and how much money I'm making and my clients and stuff like that. And I'm really, really close to reaching that goal of being able to, you know, fully work for myself. And because it's so close and I can see it and I can taste it and it's like right there in front of me and I just have more left to do, it's caused me to feel very impatient, and it's caused me to have a negative perspective on my current situation it's been kind of a difficult thing to navigate. Just being in this space of, it's almost here, I can see it, I'm almost there, but I need to be a little bit more patient. And that's a big thing that I wanted to talk about in this episode when it comes to navigating into your next level and your next chapter. If you've ever wanted something really, really badly, and then you see that you're almost there in obtaining it, whether it's like getting your degree or having a baby or buying a house or, you know, becoming a full-time entrepreneur, whatever it is, like when you see that it's almost happening, you just feel, at least for me, I just feel like I want it now. Like I'm done waiting. I've waited long enough. So all of this has just really caused me to feel very impatient, want to be impulsive, and make decisions that are probably not of my highest good. And thankfully, I've stopped myself from doing these things. And I want to share how I've been navigating this like little transition period and how I'm learning to be patient and see the silver lining in this situation and all of that. But before I get into that part, I kind of want to share a little bit of my journey from the beginning to where I am right now to where I'm about to be in a few months. So I've had a lot of jobs in my life. I've literally worked any position, title, company, industry that you can think of, I've probably done it. Going from job to job and working 9-to-5 corporate type of jobs to working like restaurant jobs, working all of these different type of jobs definitely helped me gain so much experience on how to navigate through life, how to navigate through my business, and it's definitely served its purpose for me to have worked so many jobs. But one main thing that has always stood out for me and been so apparent to myself is that I am not meant to work for anyone else, and I am not meant to work a normal 9-to-5 type of job. And I think even before I knew I wanted to be a life coach, and before I knew what my purpose in life was, I always knew that I was meant for something different, for something more. I was meant to take the road less traveled. Every job that I went to, I was searching for a feeling of, this is it. This is what I meant to do. This is my place. This is where I'm meant to be. And it never, that feeling never ever happened for me. And it didn't matter how much money I was making. It didn't matter about my perks and my benefits. It didn't matter how nice my work environment was. None of that mattered to me. At the end of the day, every job that I've had in my past, I've always felt unfulfilled. I always felt like I wasn't really reaching my fullest potential. I always felt like there was something missing within that job. It took some time for me to really be honest with myself and ask myself, what is it that I want in terms of my career? And through self-reflection, through figuring out who I am and what I desire out of my career, I realized that whatever I do in this life, whatever that title is, I have to feel fulfilled and I have to feel like I'm fulfilling my purpose in this life. And I believe and I know that my purpose in life is to inspire others to glow up, to be the best version of themselves and to create and live their dream lives, because I've made it possible for myself. I'm currently creating my dream life, and that is just something that I feel so passionate about helping people do, and it's something that I would do for free. But once I came to that realization, I then had to make a decision, realizing that, okay, I don't want to work for anyone else. I'm meant to be my own boss. I want to live a life where I wake up every single day and I decide when I wake up, I decide what I get to do with my day. I decide how I spend my time. I decide everything. And I knew that there was no way that anything less than that would be good enough for me. So I had to make that decision to embark on this journey of being an entrepreneur, being self-employed, and building this business from the ground up. And then in 2019, I kind of get a little breaking point, I guess you could say, because I got hired on at where I'm working at now. And it's been an absolute blissful journey since then, because before I got the job that I have now, I used to think I will only be happy and I will only be satisfied and fulfilled and all of that once I'm working for myself. Anything other than that, I'm gonna be fucking miserable. And because that was my belief, that was my experience. And then I realized, wait, that doesn't have to be my story. That doesn't have to be my experience. And I started shifting my belief from I will only be happy, you know, once I'm working for myself and I'm no longer working for anyone else, to I can enjoy this journey of building my business while I'm working a day job. I get to have both. I don't have to choose one or the other. And once I shifted that belief and started to tell myself, you get to enjoy the process, you get to enjoy all of it, and you get to have fun building your business and have fun at your day job. And once I really implemented that belief system, that is when I landed my job where I'm working now. And that's been my journey and my experience since 2019. And I've enjoyed the process of building this business and, you know, getting clientele and figuring out all the back end stuff of what it takes to have a business. And I've also enjoyed working at my day job. If you have the same beliefs that I had, that you will only be happy once you reach your end goal, I am telling you right now to shift that belief, because you don't have to be miserable in the process. You get to enjoy every chapter, every phase, every journey. You just have to decide that that is what your experience is going to be. And it's just so crazy how I went from job to job being so miserable, so unhappy, to shifting my belief. And then instantly I get this amazing job that is so fun, so easy, so lighthearted. It's literally the best job that I could ever ask for while I'm creating my bigger vision for myself. So that's been my experience since 2019, which I'm absolutely grateful for, that I've been able to have this experience and meet the people that I've met and all of that. But most recently, in these last few months, my feelings have started shifting. And it's because I have been getting more and more impatient with reaching my end goal of becoming fully self-employed. I had to realize and I had to remind myself that where I am right now is serving a purpose, and I can't rush the process. Even though you may really, really want something and you're just very eager to be there, you also have to trust the timing of things. You have to trust that as long as you're taking action towards whatever it is you want, as long as you're doing everything possible that you need to do, you will get there when you are meant to. And that's not something that you can rush. Whether you're trying to have a baby, whether you're trying to buy your first home, whether you're trying to get your dream career, whether you're trying to start a business, whatever the situation is, you must trust the process and have patience, because things that are going to be sustainable, things that are worth having, it is going to take time, consistency, and patience. And I really want to emphasize the needing patience part, because I feel like in our society, we are just so used to things being so instant, things happening overnight. We ask and we expect to receive the next day. If you are trying to achieve something big, something meaningful, then you need to engrave it in your mind that patience is necessary. And what I found happens when you lack patience is your perspective on things begin to shift. So as I mentioned, you know, when I first got my current job, it was like the perfect ideal situation. It's the perfect position for me to be in as I'm creating my business. And within these last few months, as I've gotten impatient with reaching my end goal, my perspective with around my job started to change. I started forgetting the blessing that my job is. And like within these last few days, I had to remind myself how blessed I am to be in this position that I am in. Don't let your impatience ruin what you have right now, because I know that one day I won't have this job anymore because I'll be working for myself. And I'm going to reminisce on these times when I was building my business and I was working at this amazing place and I was around these amazing people. And I don't want to look back and be like, wow, I wish I would have enjoyed that a bit more. I wish I wouldn't have taken it for granted, because like they say, you don't really know what you have until it's gone. And since shifting my perspective, I've tapped into that feeling of being grateful once again. So another thing that can occur when you are feeling impatient is you may be tempted to be impulsive and to do things that are not of your highest good. And that is where mistakes are made. So I've definitely done this in the past where, like, not with my current job, but with previous jobs, I just so desperately wanted to be fully self-employed already. And what I would do is I would quit jobs prematurely. What would happen was I would then get super stressed out about making enough money through my business and making sure I had enough money to pay my bills. That stress of making sure that I was still, you know, being able to pay my bills and my rent, it would force me to show up in my business in a way that didn't feel good. It added a lot of unnecessary pressure, and it forced me to create things that didn't necessarily come from the heart. It forced me to just do things that didn't necessarily feel aligned to me. What would happen then was I would have to get another job because I just wasn't ready to fully embark on that self-employed journey just yet, but I was rushing the process and I was just forcing myself to be there. And then once I was there, I realized, oh shit, I'm not ready for this. There's still things that I have to figure out. There's still things that I need to build. And so I would be forced to have to go back and get another job. When I got my current job, I told myself, I'm not going to make that same mistake anymore. I'm going to stay here until I create something sustainable. Since having the stability of my job, what that has allowed me to do is show up in my business in a way that's authentic and not forced. And it's allowed me to do things from the heart and create what feels good and not create because I feel like I have to so that I can make money and so that my business can move forward. And because of that, because I've created things from the heart and done things that were aligned and true to me, that is what it has allowed my business to authentically grow and flourish. That's just another consequence that can happen if you don't have patience in your journey and where you currently are with it. So in addition to us being so used to instant gratification and all of that, what I've also noticed is a lot of times when things don't happen overnight, or when things don't happen in the way that we think they should happen in, or how quickly or whatever, we tend to give up on ourselves, or we tend to stop right before we're about to make some serious progress. And it's like that meme. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's a meme of somebody digging in the ground. And they're digging, and I believe they're digging for gold, and they've been digging for so long and they haven't found anything, and then they finally just give up. And in the picture you see that if the person continued to going just a little bit further, they would have uncovered all the gold that they had been searching for, but because they gave up too soon, they didn't. So that's exactly how I have looked at my journey with becoming self-employed and an entrepreneur, is I don't want to give up on myself prematurely. Just because something may not happen as quickly as you would like for it to happen, that doesn't mean that you're failing or that you're not progressing. Things that are meaningful, things that are of importance, they take time, patience, and nurturing and consistency. And if you want something of value in your life, you need to put in the work and you need to put in effort and you need to have unconditional faith that it's all working for you. So having patience has been a huge lesson for me in these last few months, and just knowing that my time is coming, it's coming sooner than I think, and I just have to continue to stay consistent with everything that I've been doing and just have a little bit more patience. And along with that, something else that I've realized in these last few months is, and I read this somewhere online, is being ready is not a feeling, it's a choice. And this is something that I've been contemplating with this specific goal of going full-time in my business, because something that I've been telling myself is, oh, when I reach a certain level financially within my business, then I will feel ready to quit. And the truth is that while I do want to reach certain financial goals within my business, I know that I can't rely on that to feel quote unquote ready to go full-time in my business. In the beginning, I told myself, once I'm making more money in my business than I am at my day job, then I will quit. As we speak, I make way more money in my business than I do at my day job. Like, the money that I make at my day job, it's literally pocket change for me. And I still stayed. I can't rely on a certain financial number to say, oh, now I'll feel ready. I have to decide when that is. And that's just something that I wanted to share, because I think a lot of us kind of do that, is we tell ourselves, oh, when this happens, then I'll make this decision, or when I reach this level, then I'll take the leap. You're never going to feel fully ready to take that leap. You have to decide that you're going to take that leap, regardless if you feel ready or not. And that's just something that I really had to be honest with myself, because I told myself, oh, when I make more money at my day job, then I'll quit. And then that moment came, and then I still didn't feel ready. I was still like hesitant and scared. And so now I'm just working through certain like mindset blocks and fears that are keeping me from not taking that leap. But intuitively in my heart, I know that I am going to take that leap of going full time in my business within the next few months. And I feel, and I'm speaking this out into the universe, that before my birthday, which is in May, I will already be like fully in my business. I won't be working at my day job anymore. And I just intuitively in my heart, that's what I feel is going to happen. And all of the work and realizations that I've been having these last few months have been leading me to making this decision. And that doesn't mean that I necessarily feel ready, but I just know that I can't put this off any longer. It's just something that I have to do for myself. My intuition has literally been yelling at me, you guys, for the last few months. Bitch, get this together and take this leap already. You are capable of making this happen. You can do this. Stop being afraid. And as the weeks and months go by, my intuition is getting louder and louder and louder. And it's getting to the point where I'm like, fuck, I can't continue to make excuses. I can't keep putting this off. It's just something that I have to do. And right now feels like the right time, or it's leading up to the right time. I know that I'll know when it's the right time. Like, even though I'll probably be afraid and I'll probably have fears and self-doubt and, you know, my ego telling me, do you think you can really do this? Like, are you sure? Even though I'll have those thoughts, my intuition is going to be way stronger in telling me, no, it is time. And I'm just preparing for that moment. So that's kind of how I've been navigating this mid transformation of where I currently am to where I want to be. And I think that I really needed to feel this frustration and feel this impatience for a few reasons. One of them being to remind myself to have patience. And then also to remind myself that the power is in my hands. And whether I make this work or don't make it work, it's all in my hands and it's in my control. And knowing that gives me so much motivation and feelings of empowerment to make this work for myself. And I know once I do that, once I make that decision, I know that it's really going to be the catalyst for all the other aspects or components to my next chapter life that I'm currently trying to manifest. And it's probably like going full time in my business is probably one of the scariest things that I'll do on this journey. And because I know that once I do this, there's no going back. There is no going back to working for somebody else. There's no security blanket for me to fall on. Like, it's all or nothing. And I think that's why I've been so resistant to making this change, because I know that once I do, this is it for me. But I know that without high risk, there is no high reward. And I know if I've learned anything on my journey, is that no matter what I'm going through, no matter what is thrown my way, I will always be okay in the end. And I've learned to trust in that. Like, I've had some really shitty situations, you know, occur in my life. And despite that, I've always been okay. I feel like a lot of times people don't really get in depth of everything that this journey entails. The good, the bad, the ugly, the in-between. I feel like a lot of times we share where we started and then we share the end result, but we don't share everything that had to happen in between. And I think that is where there's so much valuable information. All right, so before I close off this episode, I want to share some questions that I've been contemplating on and asking myself as we are about to enter a new season of spring. So first and foremost, spring season to me symbolizes the season of enjoying the fruits of my labor from past actions and past seasons. It's the season where I finally begin to see my hard work pay off. I start to see my dreams begin to blossom. And I don't know if it's because I'm a spring baby, but spring season brings me the feeling of inspiration. Anything is possible. I just want to go out and do things and be out and about, and it's just a really great time for me. Some questions that I've been asking myself leading up to our spring season that I think are some great questions to journal on and to get very clear on are, what am I trying to call in with this new season? And I kind of went through every aspect of my life. So I went through my friendships and relationships, my relationship with myself, my business, my finances, my overall happiness, and just getting very clear on what I would love for to blossom and flourish during this spring season. And I've also asked myself, what do I need to let go of or remove from my life so that this can come into fruition? Maybe it's self-sabotaging behavior. Maybe it's working through limiting beliefs. Maybe it's getting rid of frenemies. Maybe it's quitting a job. Like, what is blocking you from having or being those things now? And just utilizing the spring season to clear away from the things that are holding you back. And I think it's a very symbolic that, you know, when spring season comes around, it's like spring cleaning kind of time, and you're decluttering and getting rid of a bunch of shit. And I think it's also the perfect time to energetically and emotionally do that as you are physically cleaning out your life. So those are some questions that I've been asking myself. Another question to ask yourself is, if you're trying to manifest a new level in your life or a new chapter, is what does your next level life entail, and how can you begin to add more of that into your current reality? So for me, my part of my next chapter is, I live a very balanced life. So I work hard, I play hard, I have more fun and self-care throughout my day, not just on the weekends. So I have begun slowly implementing that in my current reality. And that is essentially how you step into your next level life, your next level self, is just implementing those things now, and then eventually it all kind of morphs into your next level life. I don't know if that makes sense, but these are just some of the questions that I've been asking myself, and I think that it would be a great opportunity to journal on these questions yourself and just get really clear so that when spring season officially arrives, you are very clear in the direction you're wanting to go and what you're wanting to really flourish during this season. But yeah, so that's kind of what I've been doing, where my mindset is at, what I'm working on, my progress, and I'm just really excited for all to come into fruition, and I'm just enjoying this phase. I'm reminding myself that I'm so blessed to be where I am, and just looking at the cup half full and counting my blessings. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, you already know what to do. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?